is the dust.
It is the dust. That's the dust. Same part of it.
The dust. It's also chelik in the dust. Out of
the
oxen, mesachta.
The dust.
The dust. Pselas. And all of that. Weiter, up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Elu Mitamin. Third Mishnah, Elu Mitamin, U Mitamin, Vulem Mistarfin. The following are Yodas. This is the classic Yad. The Yad is. What's with Sophos? How can I remember that word? Avak and Nidvak. So it's Sophos. What's with Sophos? The Avak, Tos, Nidvak, Al Rosh, Yokos. Next mission, Mishnah Gimel. Elu mitamin mitamin v'loy mitstarfen. The following are items which are yados. This yad, if an extension
it's
of the food.
It gets tummy. It becomes and makes other things tummy.
But it's not going to mitstarf to the sheer beitza. If the food does not have a size of a beitza, it's not mitstarf.
Yeah, that's the shuma.
That's it. Let's see. Here we go. Sharoshe hashum, the roots of the garlic. Rabbit Solim, the Hakaploidos, Bisman Shem Yedation.
Except when they were wet, we said they would starve.
Now they're not wet. It's the same exact things, but now they're not Mitzvah. No, not this. It was these things.
Mitzvah to be a
Beitz. But these things, they're dry. So they're dry, they're not Mitzvah. Okay? So
only
mitzvah.
When they're wet.
Next, the Ha'amud, She'inu Mechumim Ha'aycha. The Amud, that's not Mechumim.
This
is Mechumim. This is the Amud.
That's right.
These were. Right. No, so this is Mechumim. But not this. These six things on
the
side.
This is the Amud right here.
No, they're all called Yamud. They're all called Yamud. Look at the picture. The Amud says, Ha'olim, the leaves.
Yeah.
Shem Misavim,
the No, not the Olim. I'm talking about the
little thing. No, let me...
Yeah, Amud Shel HaBotzel is right here.
Now go vital. Look what it says on the other side. Ha'olim, the leaves, Shem Misavim, the Givol. Zen Nikraim, it's also called. Ha'olim, it's also called an Amud. She'enenu Mechuvin Keneged Ha'ichal. You see what it says?
Not mechuvin keneged
oich. These are also called an olam that's not mechuvin keneged oich. That's what it says. These are the olam shemisavil agivos zeh nikroim ho'amud sheinenu mechuvin keneged oich. Good.
Which are the ones that are mechuvin?
Only one. Only one that's straight up. The one is vertical. Perfect. The ones that go all the way come straight up.
How about this one? What's this?
No, that's called the givol. Hagivul ha'emtzoy, maybe in a chanam, maybe it's part of it. That's called yamud. Hagivul ha'emtzoy, the middle stalk, shemimenu yoytze perach, the flower comes forth, habatzel of the onion, mifrach habatzel mis patchim, garine habatzel. That's where the seeds are. This is where you can find the seeds. Fine. Givul zenik v'loshen hamishneh ha'amud.
Shehu.
What came? What?
This word.
Givul means the stalk.
Yeah.
Means a stalk. This stalk nikra b'loshma mishna ha'amud shehu mechuvan k'neged ha'oichal.
The hainu
ha'amud shehu mechuvan k'neged lay the heart of the batzel. The heart is down here. Here's the heart. The one that is vertical k'neged the heart is called the amud mechuvan. This one that's on the sides, coming on the sides, is
branches,
called...
The branches,
they're called nikra'im.
And what's the...
That's the amud.
Yeah,
that's the main amud.
Yeah,
of course, that goes without saying. The question over here is, what about this thing over here on the top?
Yeah, rather.
So that's called the amud, that's mechuvan k'neged ha'eichel, and the ones on the sides are called, they are she'enoy mechuvan k'neged ha'eichel. Comprende? You understand?
Comprende.
Next, v'yad ha'parkil, the yad ha'parkil. It's a new zach. We never had it before. What's that ha'parkil? Anavim kru kirusim im hazmoira. When you cut them down, nikram parkil. When you cut it down here, look at the picture. The picture he shows you. See, has the scissors. See the scissors in his hands. Scissors.
Boom.
This guy. You see the thing he's holding the scissors?
The mentula.
He's holding the scissors?
Yeah.
He's cutting it down. Whatever he cuts off is called the parachel. The parachel means kishuanovim, kusim, when they're cut. Im hazmaira. When the grapes are cut together with a branch, zmaira, that is called nikroim parachel.
The shayim parachile.
Parachile anovim means clusters of grapes. What's it called parachel?
Put it in.
Don't boss me around. I'm not your wife.
Let's go.
I'm not your wife. Don't tell me what to do.
Parchim. Now do it.
Pressing the buttons, you know.
Yeah.
Nope. Frickle. Parakeel. Parakeel.
You probably spelled it wrong.
I spelled it right. Parakeel. Okay, it doesn't like that word. Modern Hebrew. Percol. Doesn't have it.
What does he say? What does he say?
Look at the picture. What's the problem?
Can I please see what the problem
is? What's the problem? Hazemoira branch, hatluyim bo eshkoilos anovim. The branch, a branch. A branch upon which is suspended is hanging clusters of grapes.
Okay.
Fine. Vitamin Mishnah. Funny that
they says, give it, why can't they just call it a branch? Why do they have to call it a separate name?
It's a unique word for grapes. Next. So tefach mikan, tefach mikan. Oh. So tefach mikan, tefach mikan. Tefach min hazemoira mimin le eshkoilos. Tefach min hazemoira mimin le eshkoilos. Tefach min hazemoira mimin le eshkoilos. Tefach min hazemoira mimin. A tefach mikan tefach mikan. You have over here a tefach on one side, tefach on the other side. That's included in the cluster. A tefach, one tefach.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's mitzarif to be called part of the cluster.
That's part of the cluster, correct? Right. And therefore that's going to be a yad. That's called the yavaita. Tefach mikan yad next. Yad ho eshkol kol shehu. What's that? The yad ho eshkol ukitz, the stem. So here is the cluster itself. Here is the power. Here is the parakel. See, here is the parakel. Here
good,
is the branch.
Good, excellent.
Tevach mikan only until the dotted line. Tevach
correct,
mikan.
Correct.
Everything past that is not
garnish.
That. Garnish. Now what about the ukitz? The ukitz is
also probably
ukitz. Yad hu eshkol kol shu. So yad eshkol. Yad hu eshkol. This sachar comes out. Nachshaves liyad b'chol oirech shetiyah v'afilu hu arucha b'yodim. It's very very long.
Good.
No matter how long it is, it's also
ukitz. Still considered part of it. Still.
Vayta yad hu eshkol hu ukitz hu eshkol. Hatol b'zmor kol shu afilu kol oirech arucha b'yodim. It's very very long.
So why does it say afilu kol shu means?
No, kol shu means no matter. Sometimes kol shu means mashu.
Really?
Yeah, you're listening to me today.
Wow, this was good night for this one.
That's right. Good night to come. Just for this alone, you learned something new today.
Wow.
Kol shu sometimes means a mashu. Sometimes kol shu means. It means a significant amount. Weiter, afilu aruch ba'od of the zonim shel eshkol, the tail of the eshkol. Soif hashar b'daham soif shel eshkol, the soif, the tail of the eshkol. What's the tail of the eshkol? The zonim shel eshkol sheriknoi, which means shehush, which took root. And here is so. Look, we should do more details. So over here is over here. The eshkol, when you get down to the very very bottom, that's called the zonim. Roiknoi means zonim for eshkol. Roiknoi. Mizanov, you means to empty out. You pull off, you pluck off all these grapes from the bottom, from the tip of the eshkol as anovim. Zonov or eshkol mishamesh yad la anovim kshenisharu be eshkol in the cluster. Bechol oirich sheiye vafiluhu oirich moed. If you pull them all off and it goes all the way down, everything on the very very bottom is called. It will always be called the yad. Why? Because shehushu, mimenu get no. What was it? Okay, so what's over here is v'yad yad eshkol ukitz eshkol hatol b'zmeira kol shuafilu oruch zayv very long v'zonu shel eshkol and they tell the eshkol
soif. The zonu was what you just showed me, right?
The zonu is this. The zonu is this.
That's this.
That's this bottom part, right? Underneath the grapes.
Yeah. So what's showing you two pictures of the zonu?
It's showing you.
With the grapes or without the grapes?
With the grapes. That means even if you pull off the grapes,
it's still
called the zonav, and it's going to be mitamin. Eventually, it's called soif hashavir on soif shleishkol sheriknoi. Riknoi means sheriknoi that has been emptied out. Reikon means emptied out. Min hanavim b'harbe ha'echazim b'zonav shelo eshkol. You hold on when you want to hold the grapes. If they're missing grapes over there, you want to hold on to the cluster. You'll hold on by that tip. V'dina kiyad ha'eshkol. Shashiroi b'chol shehu. No matter how long it is, the halach is it's the yad. Next halach. V'yad hamechabed shel tomorrow.
Let's push it.
Okay, fine. So it's all yeah. Good. Next, v'yad hamechabed shel tomorrow. On of eitz hatoimer, the branch of an eitz hatoimer. Shaboy mechubadim sharvitei hatmarim.
Oh, here we got the branch. Here it is.
of the eighth time. What's a sharvit? Sharvit means like a stick of the tamarim. So take a look at the picture.
We're getting the heart's a palm tree.
The heart's a palm. Okay, here is the palm tree. Mechabed hatamar. The mechabed means ha'onof, it's the branch. Ha'ovah, the thick branch. Asher elof mechubodim sarigim. Sarigim means little branches. Dakim. Umash rigim dakim, the teeny branches, elu. These little branches,
that's where the dates come.
Okay? Kishagoidrim es sadekel, when you goider means when you harvest. The word goider is the unique term used in reference to harvesting a palm tree. Karsim es amachbeda, you cut the machbeda, you cut off these branches, minoates. So here are the dates. This is called the machbed hatamar. You chop it down, and here now he has a blower. He blows it up for you. He takes the zach and blows it up over here. So karsim es hamachbeda min hadekel. This is called the machbeda. The zgant zach, and attached to this are called the sirigay hatamarim. This sirigay, I don't know what the word means. Sirigay.
We just had it over there.
The sarig, it means the little zachen that grow. These little seeds that grow. These are the dates. So he writes over here that the man the says arba tvachim ad arba tvachim nechshav hamchabed kiyal letmarim v'hoisa v'hatiyaser midalid tvachim ena nechshav liyad ena maybe esatmar.
These over here, these things that are bending over right here. So if it's four tvachim,
only the first four tvachim. Only from here until here is going to be called the yad. Everything past that is going to be called the yad. Okay, how do you know this if you don't have this picture book? There's no way you can know without this picture book. No way in the world you figure this out. Okay, v'yad ha'eshkol, uketza ha'eshkol, uketza ha'eshkol, okay, v'zom shal ha'eshkol, we can do that. V'yad ha'mechabed shel tamar. The yad is the handle of the mechabed shel tamar. It's called the yad ha'mechabed. It gives honor to the dates. Shel tamar, date, onof eitz ha'toymer, onof the branch, eitz ha'toymer, of dates, shaboy mechubodim sharvite hatmorim, the little dates are attached. And what is the shiur arba'ot tvachim al yes mikan boy? Okay, next, the kana shel shiboles hagivol shiboroy shoy hashiboles. Okay, here is the stalk of grain. We had this picture before. Okay, we had this picture before. Remember this picture? It was this guy over here. The funny thing is over here in the center, and here we have the bottom. We have over here, this is called the kane. The kane, which supports, which is the base for all these good zachen over here. That's called the kane. At shloisha tvachim, mitachas l'shiboyles, meshamesh hakane yad, l'shiboyles umevi esatomo. The first three tvachim, im kotzar es hashiboyles lamata, mishloisha tvachim, v'hare oisa tosefes, eino meshameshes liyad, only three tvachim below. Weiter in the Mishnah.
What's this all about? Okay, this is a yad over here. That's
right.
What it's telling us.
That's it. And that's a yad. That's what it's
we learned that already. We learned
no,
that
we
in the other Mishnah, no?
No, we didn't. No, we learned new things. We learned new parts.
And that other Mishnah, when we had the chef, they called it the yad, no?
No, we never learned it. When did we learn this? When Chazal Holm Sechta soon? I don't mind.
Right.
We don't learn so much so far. We learn a lot of pictures. This is called the Yad. A lot of vocabulary words. Okay. Weiter in the Mishnah.
Best thing we learn was kosher. It means both ways.
What?
Kosher
means the entire thing. It means no matter how big. No matter how weit. How gross.
That's a big one.
Let's go back
to the kana.
The kana shel shiboles. This part of the stalk of grain. Hagivol shiboroshay shiboles. Givol means the stalk. The stalk shiboroshay. The top of the stalk is the hashiboles. Is the shiboles im hagarinim. The shiboles is this thing on top, with the seeds buried inside. Shlesh tovachim, v'lo yaseh na muag mikan. Next, the yad kol hanik tzadim shekoyt shemoy sam b'magol, a sickle. Shlesh tovachim, v'she'ein, that's the new halachim in the picture. a new picture. New picture is, where's the picture? The Yad Kol HaNiksodim Shloshit, picture number 19. Arba Tzvachim, Kodesh Shal Shibodah Shlosh Tzvachim, Yad Kol HaNiksodim Shloshit, so he groups it together. Any item, anything that grows in the ground, that you eat, this was a case of a student saying other vegetables, other things,
and has anything, a branch. Anything that has a stalk
that's like this, that's the shearest.
The yad kol and tzom. The yad of anything that's cut
from the ground is shloisha. The shiur is three tvachim.
The she'en darkum
likot ser yideihem, the shor shehem. Things which the derech is not to cut their hands, the yideihem in the roots. Kol shehen. What does that mean? Picture 20. So here he shows you over here. Kitnis means beans. Shadarko lehokar im hasharish. The custom is you pull it with the roots. Okay, you pull it with the roots. Kol orech hakone v'hasharishim, and the roots mishameshes liyad lekitnis to beans. V'harei elu mivim es hatuma lekitnis. 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 The derech is to pull it out with the roots. Then the halacha is even the roots have a din of a yad. Good. These meaning derech is not. That's not when it comes to stuk. That's not the derech. Take a sickle, and you only cut it above. Yeah. There's a different way to cut things out of the ground. When it comes to grain, you do not cut the grain with the roots. You cut the grain from the top. You cut the grain from this part. Only when it comes to certain other types of kidney or beans, the derech is to be oiker it from the shorash and from the roots. Okay, so different types of vegetation that Hashem put into this world for different purposes. Weiter. Okay, haminim shadarkav leheokir im sharshayim, lukach oikim oisam im hasharshim. Kedei shakol hakone v'hasharshim yishamshu yad loichal. Ulechein, haray elu yad lohavi yesatumba b'chol oirich shahu, avilu yosim yifu atvachim. Aval im yadua sh'ikroi sh'okro oisam min asode b'bnei sivacheres. Going slowly, Ashira Besode, Lusa Hazuya, Bishanaba, Harish, and Bimikra, Zel, local or Hakone, the Hasharish, and Yahash and Liad, El Iraq, Ad Shlesha to Ahme, but then Haminim Hanisab. It means you have to do it for the correct purpose. If you're pulling it out of the ground because that's the derech, then it's going to be called Liad. Next. This is called kidneys.
Yeah,
beans.
Okay, kidneys. So
the derech is.
Yeah, when you take it out.
You take it out with the roots.
Right.
And therefore, everything is going to be called the yad, no matter how far away it is from
the roots. What does it say?
It says kol shehein.
Anything.
The shehein darkon likatzer yideim v'sharshim. The derech is not to cut. You don't cut. The roots Kasi away.
The yad,
in other words, you don't cut it. You don't separate the roots.
Kol
shehein means the entire thing is going to be called the yad. If the derech is to be oiker,
like kol shu, like we said, yes, before, the whole thing?
Correct, the entire thing. If the derech is to pull this out of the ground with its roots, you do not sever. If it's not the derech to sever the yad or the roots, but instead the derech is to be oiker it with the kone and the roots, then the shir tumah, the shir yad is the ganze zach. Next, umilo'in shel shibolin. What is the word umilo'in shel shibolin? So let's see, picture shel shibolin. Hari elu v'tam mivitam v'lei mitzvah. 21. Mal'in shel shibolim hazokon. The beard. The beard.
The stuff on the outside.
On the sides. Ha'elyon shel hashibolis harei elu yad lo'eichel u'mevinis atoma lo'eichel.
Why?
You hold the bite, but you know api she'im ye'achsu benimim achas harei zo tinotek min hashibolis. It's why called the yad.
Yeah.
If I hold it by one of these achas, it's going to fall off. It's going to break. It's not going to support its weight.
Beautiful.
La'yuchal al yodo l'talta les hashibolis ha'el ve'im ye'achsu kulon yachad yuchal talta les hashibolis. One is not enough. But if I hold by a few of them together, then I would be able. Since together it's a demon, it's a handle, it's a yad, lahavi yasatoma.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
a kiddush. So, thus is the Hale Commission.
Lolan, Shashibolan, Harielu, Mitamin,
Veloy Mitfarfin. All the things in the Mishnah.
Everything
the Mishnah,
that we learned here was not Mistar?
Oh. Not Mistar. Nothing was Mistar. Not even one thing. Everything over here was only called Yad, not called Mistar. Let's chaz the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Mamashu.
Sure, we said this is Mistar, no?
No, it's not. It's not Mistar. It's only called the Yad. It's a Yad, but it's not Mistar.
Good. Okay. Let's chaz
the Mishnah.
So you remember.
Elu mitamin u mitamin v'loy mitzav. These items are going to be able to, Tumul can enter and can leave. But they will not be mitzvarev to the minimum size of a beitza, and you need a beitza in order for it to have the ability to be mitamei something else. So these things are not going to be able to be used as to contribute to the minimum shear if you don't have the minimum shear already to be mitamei something else. But if you have the minimum shear already, you already have the minimum shear in the food itself, then these things are called the yad, where the tumah, something touches it, then that other animal will become tamei. And if something touches it, it will become tamei. One of these items.
The roots of the shum, the onions, the capillaries, the shum, the onions.
That goes back two pages ago.
No, this.
Oh, this is called shum.
The hairs.
The roots.
The roots.
If they're hard, they're not mitzvah. Next. If they're yavesh, they're not mitzvah. But they're a yad.
Right.
This picture.
Right.
This is kineged, it's mitzvah. But these three things, they're called an amud that's not mitzvah. These are the only.
So the amud that's mitzvah.
It's only the one that's mechuvan.
It's a yad. It's a yad, but it's a yad. It's not mitzvah.
This is mitzvah.
Yeah?
The previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah
says. So we're talking about only the guys on the side?
The side.
Oh, but
they can be called the yad, but they're not mitzvah.
They're yad, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it says. When it says mitam,
yeah,
it's
yad. Let me see in the Torah. Okay, the yad, go ahead.
The yad ha parakil. The parakil is this.
Good.
This, the dance, zach, was the shear. We had a parakil, not the entire thing, only until one tefach. The yad ha parakil. Tefach mikan, with tefach mikan.
Yad ha-eshkol.
Yad ha-eshkol, which means this portion. This portion.
This guy in the middle.
This guy in the middle, that's called the top. The yad is the top.
Yeah, not the whole thing. It always goes
no, down. That's the next case.
Okay.
Yad ha-eshkol, kol shum, no matter how big it is.
Right.
No bigger than this. The zonov, that's the bottom part. The zonov shell. Eshkol sherikno. If I ripped it, means I emptied it off. I pulled off the goods. Right now, I pull it off.
Right.
Then also the shear is the shear is kol shahu, the entire thing.
Go ahead.
The yad hamachbed shel tomorrow part dates.
That's the gan zach.
The gan zach. That's called the yad.
Four
tefachim. The yad hamachbed shel tomorrow. Four tefachim. The kaneh shel shibolus shleisha tefachim. And the stalk. The stalk of the kaneh only has three tefachim and. The yad kol haniktsadim shleisha. Anything that's similar to this, where it has a stalk, and you cut it from the ground, and you don't pull out the roots, the shear is only three tefachim.
Yeah.
But what about something where the derech is not to sever?
Right.
Instead, what do?
You oiker the gadzach.
The she'ein dakon likotzer to cut yideihem the yad and this shor she'ein. You don't cut the roots, and you don't cut the yad. Then the shear is kol she'ein the ganze zach, even with the roots. The zokon, the beard.
Yeah.
The beard of these things. Also, this is called a yad, but not, it's a yad, but it's not a shim.
We already said that this Ariel Matam at the beginning, so why are we saying it again?
That's the Derech of the Mishnayis. I don't know why. Okay, so we learned the whole mission in the second.
Very hard.
Gevaldik, mamash, unbelievable.
A lot of new things, a lot of new words.
Unbelievable. This person, this fellow. He's rocking and rolling in the sky. The sky is unbelievable.
You could have done this Mishnah without it.
No way. No way.
I'm with him. It's so easy.
Wow, it's so hard. So much more to do. All right, all the brachas to you. All the brachas. All the brachas.
You were really good sleeping today. You couldn't get you out of bed for anything.
That's right.